Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast going to be sunny today. We'll have a high around the mid-40s. In Kenosha right now, 31 degrees, 25 in Burlington, Milwaukee 32, and it's 31 in Racine. The Mount Pleasant Village Board at last night's meeting unanimously approving a new three-year contract with the Police Officers Association. That agreement includes 1% pay increases in January and June of this year, 1.5% increases in January and June of next year, and in 2018. The new agreement also has several language changes. The officers had ratified the new agreement in March. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee supporting a collective bargaining wage reopener with firefighters Local 321. After a closed session on the issue, City Attorney Scott Letby explained it totals 2.5%, broken down for one start point at the end of this year, the rest for the middle of next year.
Pay increases are 1.5% effective December 31st of this year, and 1% effective July 1st of 2017.
Because the firefighters have unusual schedules, Letney noted the reopener includes some language that covers what he calls comp time that affects the 56 and 40-hour groups.
The 56-hour firefighters, so the rotational firefighters, will receive an additional 16 hours paid time off starting in 2017, and the 40-hour firefighters, the guys who work the regular 8 to 5, will receive an additional 12 hours paid time off starting in 2017.
The budget impact next year will be almost $215,000, the committee's recommendation going to the Common Council for final approval. A wage reopener with the police union was approved several weeks ago. The recent election of Racine Municipal Court Judge Mark Nielsen to be a circuit court judge means the city is going to need a replacement. And once he formally resigns that position, the Human Resources Department will begin accepting qualified applicants in a process that will include the Common Council in Committee of the Whole conducting interviews. During Finance Committee discussion, Alderman Melissa Lemke felt it should be the council deciding rather than a special administrative committee, which presented Judge Nielsen to replace Rob Weber, who had been tabbed as the city attorney.
All due respect to the chair, I would suggest that we do like we did in the past with the city council candidates, so we each have a chance to vet whoever this person is. I would like to see who these folks are and be able to have a say in it. I'm sure other people would who are not on this committee as well.
Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur felt that they should have a voice in the process. Applicants must be lawyers and city residents. Whoever the council chooses will cover until at least a special election to fill the rest of Nielsen's term, ending in 2018. Nielsen will not don the black robe until this summer to replace retiring Judge John Jude. The Mount Pleasant Village Board last night approving an initial resolution to borrow almost $4.2 million for this year's road resurfacing projects, capital expenditures, and the village's cost for the Highway V water and sewer project. Bond Counsel Dawn Gunderson of Eilers telling the board members they could postpone the borrowing for the Highway V project to get a better idea of just how much will be needed on that particular effort.
Since there may be some revenues in the future coming in for that water project, we're not assuming anything now for if there's any special assessments or any other sources of funds. We've identified that that would be supported with levy dollars in this analysis. If that were to change, it would reduce these numbers for the impact on the debt.
The board indicated a desire to borrow all of the needed funding this year. It's expected that the issue will be coming back to the board for final approval in June. Former Racine Park High School and UW football running back Brent Moss, who had a very brief run in the NFL, appearing in Racine Circuit Court. Possession of cocaine could be facing incarceration. The 44-year-old Moss arrested Sunday. The car in which he was riding got stopped by Racine police on 9th Street near Parker Avenue for a signal violation. When officers asked for insurance information, Moss allegedly made a motion that led them to be concerned about a weapon. He was removed from the passenger seat, allegedly struggled with officers before being tased. A search of the vehicle turned up a folded piece of paper containing cocaine. Moss now facing possession of cocaine as a second offense and misdemeanor arrest, resisting arrest and officer charges. He was the MVP in the Badgers' 1994 Rose Bowl win, later that year suspended for a misdemeanor drug arrest. His only NFL on-field time was 1995 with the St. Louis Rams. Back in 2005, Moss pled guilty to misdemeanor cocaine possession. And the Kenosha Unified School District's main office building is open right now to the public, though the district's schools all have security measures in place to monitor public access. The Educational Support Center does not have that, but that could soon change. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
A committee has been looking at security measures at the ESC and will present their recommendations to the school board's Planning Facilities Equipment Committee. Their charge was to look at safety precautions that could be implemented to provide a safer working environment for district employees, as well as a safe place for visitors and others using the building for meetings. Among the recommendations that all the doors of the ESC be locked during business hours and new phones with digital video screens be installed to allow visitors to be buzzed into the building. When the school board is meeting, the front doors would remain open as required by law, but it's being recommended the board consider hiring one or two off-duty police officers to be stationed at the front doors at an estimated cost of about $1,100 a year. A committee meeting is scheduled to begin at 6:15 this evening. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Two members of the Mount Pleasant Village Board who were defeated in last week's election saying their goodbyes at last night's meeting. Anna Marie Clausen said the last 2 years have been, in her words, incredibly rewarding, and the current Village Board has accomplished much.
It is my hope that the Village Board will move forward with the work that we have begun. I am thankful to have had the opportunity to work with many fine people, business owners and operators, residents, trustees, and particularly staff who have all been open, friendly, and helpful. I have always done my best to serve all the residents of Mount Pleasant, and I will continue to promote the village in whatever way I can.
Rick McCluskey thanking his supporters, saying the village is also moving forward. Both presented with plaques for their service to the village by President Jerry Garski. Nothing much new to report regarding the issues on the Kenosha Dream Playground situation, including when it might reopen. The handicapped accessible play area at Petsky Park suddenly closed last month due to problems with a rubberized surface. Assistant City Attorney Matt Knight telling the Parks Commission last night another inspection will be conducted next week, at which time the attorneys will then be getting together again. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee, without a choice, supporting a court-ordered judgment of $440,284 to the owners of Regency Mall over assessment challenges for 2009 through 2011. Finance Director Dave Brown explaining the money would come from three different 2015 accounts that normally would go into the general fund reserve account at year's end.
We want to use $225,000 that remained in the contingency, transfer $168,500 from the sick leave payout account and $66,005 from the unemployment compensation for a total of $460,000 to be transferred into the real estate and personal property taxes canceled in the 2015 budget, and then we can book that charge 2015 and take care of it then.
Brown explaining an additional $20,000 is being transferred to help replenish the property taxes account. Racine County Sheriff's Department looking into the death of a woman found hanging in her cell in the Kenosha County Jail in the pretrial facility in downtown Kenosha over the weekend. Woman identified as 35-year-old Bonnie Kimberly of the town of Brighton. Kenosha Sheriff's Department's reports indicate correctional staffers and the on-site nurse tried life-saving measures including CPR and an automated external defibrillator. Kimberly was taken to a hospital where she later died. Online court records indicate Kimberly was supposed to be sentenced this Friday after pleading guilty to a possession of narcotics charge. And charges of battery to a law enforcement officer and misdemeanor resisting filed against the man accused of pushing a Racine County Sheriff's deputy before being bitten by the officer's canine partner. 29-year-old Cody Nicoletti of Kansasville in Racine Circuit Court, a preliminary hearing set for next week. Nicoletti accused of approaching Deputy Kurt Clemens' patrol squad while they were parked watching traffic. Canine knocks, alerting the deputy by barking. Clemens got out of the squad to speak to Nicoletti, and then there was a struggle. Knox sprang out of the vehicle, bit Nicoletti on the wrist. Nicoletti eventually taken into custody and jailed. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and our newscasts are in there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.
544, gosh, that's disappointing news to hear about Brent Moss.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, he only it lists two convictions, 2005, the one before, but he got in trouble in 94, you know, the year they won the Rose Bowl. He got in trouble, got arrested in Madison.